You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show with a sense of market movements and other decisions that affect markets. I'm joined on the line by founder at Just One Lap and good friend of ours, Simon Brown, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Simon, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I suppose a strong start to local equity markets, slightly weaker start from a rand perspective considering where we were on Friday, and I'm guessing locally markets might still be digesting that ratings upgrade that came through after market close.
Even Jimmy, absolutely. And we must remember we had the medium-term budget policy statement from the finance minister on Wednesday. That was very well received from the market on the day. And then on Thursday, we had we were up at you know, over 2,000 points at one stage. And then Friday we sold off. And the ratings upgrade, as you said, after the close, the market was kind of punch drunk from good news, is my sense. So we opened nicely this morning. We actually drifted red, and then eventually we closed the day in the green. Not massively. Volumes were, frankly, a bit average. I think there's just been a lot of expectation around this coming. Big winners, of course, banks, low inflation targets, budget surpluses, upgrades in our credit rating. All good for the banks. None of our banks have been expensive for ages, and they really, really benefited. And the rand, it strengthened at sort of midday. It got to around 17.06, trading around 17.13 at this point against the dollar. And it is, again, I think it was massive enthusiasm. And now eyes are looking to what's next on the horizon, local or international.
Speaking of what's next, Si, I know we've got that interest rate decision coming out this week from monetary policy. We also have one coming out of the United States, and looking at markets on Friday, there was a bit of a trepidation in the market as participants kind of weighed up whether or not we would get a December cut. I know it's still too soon to look forward to December, but I want to get your thoughts around this week's rate cut. Do we see one on the cards for South Africa?
I think we do. Inflation 3.4, the minister confirmed an inflation target of 3% on Wednesday. Importantly, he said that with a 1% band either side. So technically, we've got a 2 to 4% inflation target, and we're anchoring on 3%. But that means that if we had 3.4, and that's broadly what the Reserve Bank is expecting inflation to be next year, we're not worried about, we're not going to shoot over through 4. I think he can do a 0.25% cut. Will the MPC, Jimmy, you know as well as I do, as well as the listeners know, that MPC, they do not like handing out rate cuts. they are stingy with rate cuts. So, I would say there's a better than 50% chance. But there's always a chance not. I think we're in the right space. I think there's a window here of goodwill and visible improvements and tangible economic activity, which I think gives them that space to cut. And particularly if we're expecting more rand strength, we've seen strong bond buying by foreigners in our markets. That's helping the rand. I think we can do a rate cut. If I were on the MPC, I would vote cut.
Well, we should perhaps get you onto the MPC's committee, because I am sure we can all do with a rate cut at this point. So I want to take a look at the performance of the rand at the moment, holding its ground against the dollar. We know that some of the dollar factors keep sliding back and forth, but you're seeing some real improvement against the likes of the euro and the British pound. The rand very much looking to finish the year in strong territory, and it looks as though we've got enough to do that.
I think you're right, and I think you make a great point there, Jimmy. The rand dollar, we get that story. There's lots to it. Part of it is dollar weakness. Part of it is people buying our bonds. The precious metal price is helping, etc. But there is I didn't expect to see the euro down at 19.85. That did surprise me. Pound 22.55. The pound's having a rough time. They've got the unfortunate position of their 30-year gilts. Sort of the highest it's been since 1998. And they've got an increasing budget deficit. So they're in a bit of a crunch. So some strength against the pound, I think we can see more of that. The euro, it's surprising me, but I mean, we'll absolutely take it. And it is, it goes back to the earlier point. There's just a general positive sentiment. And I want to make two things clear. The one is it's not being felt on the ground because it's early days. It's not, you know, people getting better jobs and more jobs and stuff. That is a process. And I think that's the second point, which is that this happens slowly. It happens, but it happens slowly. Turning around an economy is a huge task. And we're seeing green shoots.
So I want to leave the conversation by taking a look at some developments locally. We got trading statements out of Naspers and Prosus. We also got interim updates from the team at 91, which is probably one of the largest asset managers, barring the PIC, that we have in South Africa. I want to get your thoughts around anything that you're picking up there. Companies will obviously start to report and give us more frequent updates, but every now and then it's always nice to see if there's some surprising news. Anything stand out for you there?
I think 91, I really like the numbers. I thought that was a good set of results. We're not seeing all of the Sanlam deal with them. They're going to be managing Sanlam money. That's not all in that process yet. That'll still to be coming through. I was surprised by the market reaction, which put the stock down almost 2%. And in a day that we saw financials doing well, banks were certainly doing much better. But it is a stock that's run. It's pulled back a bit at the moment. It has run, and so I think we could perhaps expect some of that. The Astral was a great turnaround after a first half of negative operating margins in the boiler business. They got that turned, and I think that was a really good accomplishment. And I think they're looking good going forward if Yellow Maize stays down.
Companies are doing better than others, but each company having to contend with different factors, as are markets in general, and that's probably why we're seeing some volatility at this time in the year. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much, as always, to founder of Just One Lap, Simon Brown, for joining us to take a look at market movements and share his thoughts around what markets could be weighing up.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.